Coming up, a funny memoir about a very serious topic.
A modern fable about the power of story.
Plus, our distraction of the week. I'm Mel.
I'm Dave. This is the Library of Lost Time.
The new book on top of my TBR this week is 10 Things I Hate About Me by Joe Tricini. Before I get into the book, a little warning, this conversation will mention suicide. This is Joe's memoir about how he deals with borderline personality disorder and suicidal thoughts. The subtitle of the book is How to Stay Alive with a Brain That's Trying to Kill You.
Yeah.
Which I realize makes it sound like a real bummer. But Joe talks about very, very sad things in a very, very funny way.
He does. He does these fairly regular videos.
Yeah, I first discovered him through his hilarious dance videos that he started sharing on Twitter during the pandemic. He wore a red and black leotard with his very pale white legs sticking out.
Yeah.
And he danced in the grass of his backyard while narrating his moves with silly made-up names.
Yes. 5, 6, 7, 8. Mantis, slide, ball, change, starfish.
Like the starfish and the tiramisu.
Yeah, as if you would know what that is.
Yeah.
And might want to follow along.
Exactly. And then I learned that he's actually a very successful actor and comedian in the UK. He just popped up in my timeline. I was like, that guy's funny.
Yeah.
He's professionally funny. And then I learned that he struggles with his mental health, and he's made it his mission to share his story to help other people who are also suffering.
Yeah.
In his short films, which have moved beyond dance now, he sometimes sings with a ukulele.
Pretend to be happy. Smile when you're feeling blue. If you pretend you're happy, you might start to believe it.
He raps about the voice that lives in his head.
BPD, it's called 10 Things I Hate About Me. Number one, I'm impulsive and self-destructive because the decisions I'm making are often counterproductive. Number two, unstable relationships. I'm with my family, but I'm screaming in their face and shit. Number three,
and
I've got
occasionally,
a temper that'll sneak right
he
up.
Simply speaks just in a really raw, honest way about his pain.
He frequently has conversations with the voice in his head, and the voice in his head is mean.
Very, very mean.
But somehow it comes across as really funny.
Yes.
Which is quite a trick.
He's really gifted.
Yeah.
So I look forward to seeing what he does with words on the page. In a recent video, he showed the back of his book, which has a photo of him in his dance leotard. And he said, it's the only book about suicide that's got a picture of my gooch on the back. I suspect this book will be a rewarding ride, but will probably break my heart and make me laugh a lot along the way.
Yeah.
That is 10 Things I Hate About Me by Joe Tricini, and it's out now.
I'm looking forward to reading Thistlefoot by Jenna Rose Nethercott.
That was a lot of cool sounds that you just made.
Isn't it? I love everything about Thistlefoot and Jenna Rose Nethercott.
Yes.
This story is about two siblings, Valentine and Isaac. They are brother and sister. They're immigrants to the United States. It's set in a magical, poetic U.S. that marries elements of the 1930s with our current time.
Neat.
Yeah. Valentine and Isaac are estranged from each other through some bad blood in their history. But then they learn that they are to receive a mysterious inheritance. And this brings the siblings together.
I was just saying to you the other day, what is it going to take for us to meet someone who wants to leave us a mysterious inheritance?
Wait till you hear what they got.
Tell me.
The inheritance is from their ancestor, Baba Yaga, the famous Slav witch.
What?
Yes. They are receiving her home, a sentient hut that walks around on giant chicken legs.
Yeah, of course it does.
The cabin is called Thistlefoot.
Amazing.
Yeah. And they do what anyone else would do when bequeathed Baba Yaga's hut. They decide to mount a traveling theater show.
This sounds amazing.
Yeah, it does. But then they realize that the hut has not come alone from Russia. It's being followed by a sinister figure known as the Long Shadow Man. He has secrets, and he's determined to destroy their new home. This is the first novel by the author. The reviews have been great. Many of them mention the prose that reads like poetry. The author is also a poet. Most of them also mentioned a surprising depth to the story. One of the reviews said that the book is ultimately about intergenerational trauma and the power of story. which made me think, stop, you already had me at Baba Yaga.
Exactly.
It just came out this week. It's Thistlefoot by Jenna Rose Nethercott.
I'm so excited to hear you mention this book because for my spooky season reading list, I already had two Baba Yaga books on my list, and I'm thinking I could turn this into a trio of Baba Yaga books.
Yeah.
So the books about Baba Yaga that I'm thinking about reading are The Witch and the Tsar by Alessia Salnikova-Gilmore and Baba Yaga Laid an Egg by Dubravka Ugresic.
And now our distraction of the week.
I'm about to tell all of you about an app that I love, and I want to make it clear this is not a paid endorsement. This is just an app that is delighting me, and I want to tell you all about it. I have traditionally been a bad sleeper.
Yes, 100% can confirm.
So over the years, I figured out everything I need to increase the odds I'll get a good night's sleep. We have blackout curtains. I wear a very comfy eye mask and earplugs. And I keep the room as cool as possible.
Yes. I once tracked this, and when we were living in Vermont, Mel slept with a window open until it was 17 degrees outside.
You can get really snuggly under the blankets
way. It's true. But I've since developed a habit of sleeping under two, maybe three blankets.
And a sweater. Meanwhile, I'm in a tank top. I also take an herbal supplement and magnesium before bed. All of these things help.
Yeah.
But sometimes I need a little extra, so I do a before bed meditation.
Right.
And when I mentioned that to a friend recently, she told me about the Calm app. And I was like, yeah, I already have a meditation app. And she said, no, you need to hear this. And then she played me a little bit of a story told by a man with a velvety, deep voice.
Good evening. My name's Eric Brah. And tonight...
So let me tell you about the Calm app.
All right.
It features meditations, short yoga sessions, daily affirmations, and sleep stories, all of which are designed to help you fall asleep. There's even a meditation that is specifically for when you wake up in the middle of the night and want to go back to sleep.
Nice.
All very helpful. And it's gotten a lot of attention because some big name celebrities have recorded stories for the app. So Nick Offerman, Ava Green, Matthew McConaughey, LeBron James. And the big one.
Hello. I'm Harry Styles. And tonight,
when Calm announced a story read by Harry Styles, the site crashed for an entire day.
Wow.
Because so many people wanted to listen to it.
Okay.
And the celebs are really fun, but they are not the draw for me.
Right.
There are two things that made me fall in love with the Calm app. First, there's the narrator, Eric Brah.
Good evening. My name's Eric Brah, and tonight we'll be
He calls himself the Viking of voice, and he does, in fact, look like a Viking. As you can hear, his voice is very warm and rumbly. And when he says, take a deep breath and snuggle your head into the pillow, I'm like, yes, I will do that, Eric Brah.
Yeah.
The second thing I love about the Calm app is the sleep stories. They have adventures and fairy tales and children's stories, but the reason I'm talking to you about it here today in the Library of Lost Time is that there are dozens of sleep stories devoted to travel.
Oh.
Including a whole section about iconic train rides around the world. So, for example, in the story about the Orient Express, you hear the sound of the train on the tracks, and then the Viking of voice describes what you'd see and hear as you walk through Venice to board the train in the 1930s.
Get comfortable. And let's begin our story.
It is 23 minutes of sensory impressions that just play like a movie in your imagination. I have never made it through the entire story. In fact, a few days ago, I started it at the 7-minute mark so that I could hear something other than the beginning.
And now you've gotten to 14?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I still don't know how it ends. There are 16 train stories. So not only have I been entertained and fallen asleep, I've learned about fancy trains I didn't even know about before. There are also other travel stories. There are sections of the site devoted to travels in North America and Europe. There's Iceland's Midnight Sun. There's another one called A Walk Around Nice. There's A Rainy Day in Paris, all told by people with very soothing voices and really lovely soundscapes. Also this week, I discovered one called The Bookshop. and another one called Into the Library, where you explore an ancient magical library.
My name is Nimi. I don't know about you, but I've always found real comfort in books.
It's like it was custom made for us. So whether or not you have trouble sleeping, these stories are really fun to listen to before bed, or anytime, really. And if you're new to the app, you can try it for free. It's available for iOS and Android and on the web.
Cool.
Visit strongsenseofplace.com/library for more details about the books we discussed, The Viking of Voice, and the Calm app.
Thanks for joining us on the Library of Lost Time. Remember to visit your local library and your independent bookstore to lose some time yourself.
Stay curious. We'll talk to you soon.